launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. And that, once again, is freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about still coming up. Some onerous internet regulations have been, I guess, proposed. Maybe worse. We'll get to that. But first, to the phones and to the fun, to the amplifier line. And Matt in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
I was talking to my stepdaughter's boyfriend tonight. And turns out he had been arrested a while back. This is a 19-year-old kid. He's been arrested for breaking into a car, stealing some stuff, and he was doing it because he was trying to get high. He wanted to get some money so he could buy drugs.
Imagine that.
So they had him in detox, and he was telling me some rather remarkable stories about this.
Like what?
And one of the things he said was that when they released him into general population, he was the only white kid in the whole cell block. He had all these black, I don't know if they were kids, but black people around him that were, they started picking fights with him. That he says they were all gangbangers. And he was telling me that the guards were placing bets on who would win these fights.
Oh my gosh.
Mm.
And so he finally said, you know, he finally said he just went berserk and started yelling he was going to kill himself. And so they threw him up against the wall and cuffed him and took him back to solitary confinement where he spent the rest of his time that he had left.
It was probably a pretty smart move on his part.
Well, yeah, and this is not a real bright kid. He's not, you know, he's a nice kid. He's a good kid. But he's not, you know, an Einstein.
Okay.
So, and then he was telling me that this is supposed to be a suicide-proof thing. He's telling me he saw at least three suicides in that cell block while he was there.
He saw three suicides?
He saw three people commit suicide.
That all sounds unbelievable.
Well, that does. That does sound a little unbelievable. So I asked him, how did this happen? And he said, well, when they're detoxing, they give them meds. He says, one of these guys, they would trade, he said, ramen noodles and stuff like that that would be brought in. He says, those are like gold. And they would trade those, and one guy was trading them for all these meds, and he had a whole bag full of meds, and then he took them all.
How do you get a bag full of meds in solitary? I don't understand that. How do you trade with people in solitary? I feel like he was making a bit of that up.
Well, it could be. It could be. I didn't bother to ask him that, but that's a possibility that he was making that part up. He might have made the whole thing up.
Now, I've never spent time in jail, thankfully. Mark, you've been in prison.
In jail.
I mean, does this even sound plausible?
Sounds very plausible. That
you could get meds in solitary by trading ramen noodles?
Well, what people will do is they cuff them, you know, in their hands, or, you know, they pretend not to take them, and then they'll save some up, and certainly, you know, ramen noodles are certainly a currency in jail or prison.
But how do you trade with people if you're in solitary confinement?
They tear off pieces of sheet and slide them under the doors to the other ones. It's called sending a kite.
I see. Okay, well, maybe it is plausible after all. Very good. Any other thoughts for us?
There you go. Actually, I was going to ask Mark about that because I knew that he had spent time in jail, too. But this was a county lockup. This wasn't a prison.
Right, so. Just jail.
Well,
exactly.
These people that run it are bureaucrats, and, you know, they're no better at their jobs than any other bureaucrats are, and they can't keep the convicts from, you know, doing, you know, as long as you've got somebody who wants to do something, motivation is a major thing, and they're going to be able to figure it out.
Very good, Matt. Thanks for the call. We appreciate the story. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8.net toll free line for you. Hopefully the young man has straightened himself out a little bit, isn't breaking into people's cars anymore. But, you know, we talk about the war on drugs so often on this show, Mark. And we make the allegation that so many incidences of breaking and entering and violence and theft are all directly tied to people's desire to get money in order to buy drugs, and there's just one example of it. One real-life example of someone who never would have broken into that vehicle, never would have gotten caught, never would have gone to jail had it not been for the war on drugs, because the war on drugs pushes the price of the product up so drastically high, these people have to get the money from somewhere in order to feed their habits.
I think that it's not unlikely. You know, young men are, it seems like, are the most likely to commit crimes. A lot of them learn their lessons early and never go on to do anything else, as was in my case.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, there's still going to be crime even if you legalize drugs.
I didn't say there wouldn't be.
There'd be a lot less.
Just giving you one example of a crime that would probably never have happened had it not been for the war on drugs.
How do we know that he was doing it to get drugs?
That's what he said.
Oh, I didn't.
I said at the beginning of the call. All right, so we were talking about internet regulations, and I guess there's some more that have been either proposed or finalized. What's going on, Mark?
Hello, Mark. Pull that up. Oh, I had it up, and then we waited. The Bush administration has accelerated its internet surveillance push by proposing that websites must keep records of who uploads photographs or videos in case police determine the content is illegal and choose to investigate, CNetNews.com has learned. The proposal surfaced Wednesday in a private meeting during which U.S. Department of Justice officials, including the Assistant Attorney General, Rachel Brand, tried to convince industry representatives such as AOL and Comcast that data retention would be valuable in investigating terrorism, child pornography, and other crimes. The discussions were described at news.com by several people who attended the meeting. The second purpose of the meeting in Washington, D.C., according to the sources, was to ask Internet service providers how much would it cost to record details on their subscribers for 2 years. At the very least, the companies would be required to keep logs for police of which customers assigned a specific Internet address. Only universities and libraries would be excluded. One participant said there's a PR concern with including the libraries so that we're not going to include them. The participant quoted the Justice Department as saying, we know we're going to get a pushback.
So you want to upload some form, so go to the library, right?
It's very, you know, why there's going to be PR concern with the libraries, but there wouldn't be, you know, the same concern when you're watching me. I mean, do I really? Maybe this isn't the government looking over my shoulder. It's just the government having the opportunity to look over my shoulder anytime they want.
So they're saying that they're going to have to be. There were two parts to this. The first part was that that websites would have to track their users' uploads, not the internet service providers, but
right.
Websites.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone
records of who uploads photographs or video in case police determine the content is illegal and choose to investigate.
What sort of records are they talking about? Does it go into that as far as how detailed? Because I mean, we've got a wiki, okay, wiki.freetalklive.com, the Free Talk Live wiki. It's the listener-editable version of the website.
Right.
You go there, you register for an account. You can't change the wiki without registering for an account, but all it takes to register for an account is an email address.
Right.
And you don't have to put in your date of birth. You don't have to put in your grandmother's last name. You don't have to put in...
An email address is very easy to get on the Internet, for those of you who don't know.
That's correct. So I'm wondering, are they talking about requiring the websites to gather more information about their users? Is that what they're talking about here? Because that's what it sounds like.
No, I think that they're... I don't know everything about this, but do you need... don't you need an IP to upload photographs or video?
You have an IP by virtue of being on the Internet.
Wouldn't we know that, the wiki, if somebody uploaded, wouldn't
yes.
we be able to track that?
Yes.
So that's what they're talking about, is the IP.
Well, yeah, but the IP only goes so far. If, for instance, here at the studio, there are at least, right now, three different computers, in fact, four different computers that are accessing our Internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have the same IP address.
Mm-hmm.
So Julia could be on her computer uploading porn on some website, and they might come back and say, hey, who uploaded this game from your IP? This IP is in your account name. They might arrest me for that. Or well, you could be doing something. So the IP doesn't go far enough.
I don't think that that's I don't think that's enough evidence to arrest somebody as simply their IP. They'd go confiscate your computer. They bust in your door, confiscate your computer, look on the computer, try to find this porn that they were looking for, and that's how they would do it.
It seems to me
that's
like
the evidence.
It sounds to me like they're asking for more information than everybody currently is required.
They certainly are doing that.
And there may be more details here. We'll get to it. 800-259-9231. It's going to be a police state on the Internet if these people get their way. In fact, Bob in Florida wants to comment your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Also on the way, the latest on sex offenders. It is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to Packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's Packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, host of the Nutramedical Report on Genesis Network. Join us Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on GCN. Call for info at 888-212-8871. When you tune into the Nutramedical Report, you'll hear the latest in natural healing solutions, recovery from depleted uranium, vaccine dangers, GMO foods, cancer solutions, heart disease prevention and recovery, defense from infection, biological warfare and radiation, global warming and the new world disorder. All are showcased with top wellness doctors, scientists, and anti-aging experts on the Nutramedical Report. Log on to Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com or call 888-212-8871 to order the best nutritional supplements from Dr. Bill's personally selected companies and to schedule a consult for a remarkable healing of your body, mind, and spirit. 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. And we do ask that you voluntarily support the show. And we'll tell you about how you can do that in a little while. But visit us online at freetalklive.com and get signed up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. That's updates. freetalklive.com. And do you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Bob in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hey, Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on your show, and I listen to you every week. It's on WFTL down in Fort Lauderdale.
Glad you do, Bob. What's on your mind?
Well, one of the things that I think is the greatest tragedy in America is the fact that our divorce system is causing such tremendous hardships. And there's a wonderful book written by a lawyer. His name is Michael Lewis Minns. He wrote a book called The Underground Lawyer, and he describes American divorce as disorganized crime. One of his profound statements, he said, the American divorce system is a tragedy causing more hardships to America than heroin or cocaine because it uses children as cannon fodder to enrich our least scrupulous lawyers, our least ethical psychologists and psychiatrists, often under the supervision of our least competent judges.
You know why that is? Is because somebody at some point decided that government should be in charge of marriages.
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, no-fault divorce was started in this country, you know, several years ago by a group of lawyer legislators who went to Russia. And in Russia, no-fault divorce was started in 1917 by V.I. Lenin, who was an anti-Christian communist lawyer who collaborated with Stalin. He said, Stalin, if we're to introduce communism into Russia, we've got to destroy the Russian families, and we're going to do it by no-fault divorce.
What is that? Can you define no-fault divorce for those who
aren't aware? No-fault divorce is, I can get divorced for no reason at all. I just don't like the man anymore. I don't like the way he looks. I don't like the way my wife looks. She's too fat or she's too skinny. Anything, any reason that you come up with, it makes it simple, and it's automatic. You got an automatic divorce. But it was started in Russia in 1917, and it really, really worked. I mean, all you had to do was just send your wife a postcard and say, I'm divorcing you, get out of my house, and you helped her move her things out of the house, and that was the end of it.
Why is that relevant to your point?
Well, what it is, it's the introduction of socialism in the United States.
What does that have to do with socialism? No-fault divorce doesn't seem to have anything to do with redistribution.
Well, what it is, in other words, you put the government in charge of everything. That's what happens. When you break the family down, you know, there's an expression that says, as goes the family, so goes the nation. When you break the family down, then automatically the government takes over, and the government tells you what to do, when to go to bed, how to eat, and what not to watch on TV. It's just, they take over your life.
I think the first step in this is when they took over marriage in the first place.
Exactly.
Yes. And that was back in the 1800s, and the reason given back then was because they didn't want those black folk getting together with the white folk, and it was actually a racist law originally that created the concept of marriage licenses. And people that like the idea of marriage, personally, I don't really that care for it too much, but that might be because I've been completely turned off because of all the divorces and everything.
Exactly.
But anyway, if we'd never allowed the government to get its little mittens into to marriage in the first place, then all marriage would be a simple agreement between two people that love one another and presumably God, if they have a God, between the two of them, and that'd be it. If you wanted to write up a contract that had a bunch of stipulations, you'd be free to do that, but by default, I don't think they necessarily would. And so it was the involvement of the government that has completely ruined the institution of marriage, and people that like the idea of marriage should really be insulted when the government tells them, hey, you can't be married unless you have our permission, and in order to get our permission, you need to file $75, fill out some paperwork, come down here to mandatory training classes, and blah, 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 jump through a bunch of hoops. And to me, that's an insult to the institution of marriage. It's a shame more people don't see it that way.
Well, personally, I've had three of my friends commit suicide, go through stupid divorce cases in which the lawyers and judges stole everything the family had. These were decent, productive fathers that we had a family, went through the divorce system, and watched that the lawyers and judges have totally cleaned them out. These people lost their self-esteem and committed suicide. In the city of Hialeah, where I have my business, by the way, Hialeah, Florida, the homicide squad of the Hialeah Police Department is now called the Cuban Divorce Squad. In other words, it's easier to kill your family as opposed to go into the corrupt system. That's what the Spanish people think about this thing.
I believe it, Bob.
And
thank
it's going to get
call.
Worse. If you have a chance to look at our website on the Internet, it's called www.constitutionalguardian.com.
All right. Now, you can't keep calling every week and promoting the same website. Otherwise, I'm going to sell you an ad package.
Look at our book. It's called The Federal Papers.
All right. Bob, I'll give you turn you over to our salesperson. He can sell you some ads. Thanks
Perfect.
For the call.
Okay. 800-259-9231.
If you want to buy some ads, get in touch with Mark. He'll help you out. 1-800-259-9231. The toll-free number for you. Let's go to Pearl in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Marcolo. Pearl.
Hi, and God bless you for having a talk show like this across the United States.
Well, thanks,
Pearl.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about divorce also, but there's more important things than that. I have been taken. I've been fighting for my property for going on 7 years.
Who have you been fighting?
The corrupt court system, the judges, the attorneys, and my former alleged marriage that he came into the marriage with unclean hands, and I'm putting in a void marriage. And I didn't get a divorce either because I passed out, went to the hospital, and they finished my divorce while I was not there. And my attorney sat there with a judge telling him not to argue with him. But what is more important to me, Bob touched on no-fault divorce pretty well. Also, there is more wickedness going on than, you can get a divorce and mess up your life and mess up the family, but we have an organization down here called DCF in Florida. They change their name every so often to throw people off, but they take in good people's children and giving them to bad people. And
it's not only happening in Florida, it happens around the country. They go by various different names, Department of Children and Services,
HRS.
Department of HRS, and you're absolutely right. They waltz right into people's homes. They take people's children on nothing more, in many cases, than allegations, on nothing more than than an angry neighbor who might not happen to like you, snitching you out, and it may not have any sort of basis whatsoever, but that won't stop them from coming in and ruining people's lives. It's sick.
Right, but what can we do across the United States to rise up? I wanted to tell you this, and I appreciate you listening to me. We are having a Justice Riley next this month, March the 19th, in Bartow, Florida. It is a March the 19th.
Unfortunately, we can't really allow people to get on the air and promote their individual events because this is a nationwide radio show.
Okay.
But nonetheless, I do thank you for your call, and
thank
I do
you
share
for
your
listening.
Concerns. Thank you. 800-259-9231. She did ask what can be done about this. This problem with DCF, for instance, coming in, taking people's children. What's your suggestion, Mark?
It's not the easiest thing in the world, but abolish DCF. DCF would be a great way to start.
But we have to protect the children, Mark.
I know.
We can't abolish DCF. We've got to protect the children.
Well, the problem is DCF's creating as many problems as it solves.
Yeah.
If your kid's taken away from you because you smoke pot or whatever, or hit them or hit your wife or whatever reason... people make mistakes. They do. That doesn't mean that their children should be taken away from them. And then the kids get put in a foster home with somebody who...
And they get molested.
And they get raped, sodomized.
Yeah, so the idea
is to... It happens. I'm not saying it happens every time.
The solution would be to elect people that really are going to drastically reduce the size of government. Unfortunately, there are very few people that are running for office with that sort of mindset. Many of them are libertarians, so I'd recommend voting for them. Or better yet, if you are of a principled... mindset, then you should look into the Free State Project. We'll talk more about that on the way. Your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? What sounds so easy and convenient?
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It Fabrics got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything. Just take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All sorts of interesting features there waiting for you, and they're all totally free. That does include the live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both for free at freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. As we go back to the phones, back to the fun. Ladies first, it's Joan in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Joan.
Yes, good evening. I thank you for your wonderful program. And what I especially enjoy is that when you have any type of advertisement in your program, you take your time to repeat the telephone numbers or the website.
Well, it's certainly important. Repetition is very important in the advertising business. It's called frequency. What's on your mind, Joan?
You sure you two aren't teachers, because teachers do this constantly, repeating things. But again, it works. It really does work. But what's on my mind, you brought something up about electing people to public office. That is, you know, that is not going to take place until we change the voting system. When they brought the machines in, that's what took care of the people who were, you know, very good candidates. And then the matching funds, that was another thing. This gave the opportunity to these candidates to run and have, you know, matching funds and bring in the money concept. But if we
Slow down. So you're saying that the voting machines that you have down there in Florida, because not everyone has them around the country, we don't have them here in New Hampshire, but down in Florida, the voting machines are a problem, and also matching funds are a problem?
Exactly. You know, it's like you have to have money. But as far as the machines, they're in other states as well, Pennsylvania. and you can fix them. They can be fixed.
That much is true. What we've seen, there have been some experts, some computer programmers that have actually testified in courtrooms admitting that they that these are easily they've got back doors. They can program in, for instance, for every vote that one candidate receives, it might give a fourth of a vote to the fixed candidate. So yeah, that it's true. And unfortunately, I don't know if they're going to go back to paper ballots anytime soon.
Well, they need to go back to paper ballots with a carbon copy. I know of a candidate who ran in Pennsylvania, and she and another person paid to have a machine opened up. And the maintenance person pulled them over to the side and said, don't open up anymore. We fix them. That the same person wrote an article 33 years ago that voting is not a privilege, and then it was how voting could be a privilege. And it was published in the county paper. And the response that she got, she sent it to all the congressional people, the president. That was in 1973, if you remember, that was the time of Watergate. And the people that she got a response from was Walter Mondale was one of them, Hubert Humphrey. And she also sent that that article. It was about 5 pages, but very, very good. You know, this was 33 years ago, and she asked to speak before Congress. She asked to speak before the state legislator of Pennsylvania. No one gave her the time of the day now.
So you're saying that back then, you're saying that in the 70s there was voting fraud going on.
Yes, and that was a retired teacher, and she fought very hard in Pennsylvania for children.
But it's not a shock. It's typical that the government is going to ignore and sideline as many of their critics as they possibly can.
But what are they going to do?
Stalin said it says that it doesn't. It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes.
Absolutely. And Joan, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Francis in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Francis.
Yes. Hi. How are you doing?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk a little bit tonight about the judicial reform.
All right. What do you want to change?
Well, I think that a lot of this should be tried through the processes. What we have is a problem with the way the courts are structured, where you want your issues to be heard, and if judges don't like you or they find that you're too controversial, they don't want to approach the issues as rightfully gone through in a court system, they have the power to simply deny and dismiss.
Sure.
And shut down your case. And, you know, I went through a horrendous divorce, talking about divorce as we did earlier, where judges in my case basically broke the law to get at my assets and hand them over to the to my wife. And I'm not going to talk about too much about the particulars of my case. But I got very, very concerned. Just in a nutshell, it involved a limited liability company. I was not responsible for the underlying assets. And the judge recognized that as a minority shareholder, that it was a highly speculative asset. Had a shareholder's agreement that put it at $11,500 value. But she went right ahead anyway and valued it at $1,000,005, in which I had to basically go bankrupt to pay my wife from my private stocks this money after I was protested and thrown in jail until I handed over the assets.
Wow, what a mess. You know, there's story after story. I mean, I'm sure we could take calls all night.
Get ugly.
Yeah, we could take calls all night where judges have been engaging in malfeasance and protecting one party over another, or protecting especially the interests of the state. And there certainly are, and thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. There certainly are a lot of potential changes.
I want to talk about my bill,
made.
Though. The bill, I then took proactive action.
Yeah. You're having a hard time spitting out the words. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line. So there are a number of things that could... I don't know where my board op is right now. There are a number of things that could be done to change the judicial system. And one of the things that I'm a fan of is loser pays. And that's the idea of, for instance, if somebody brings a court case... or they're challenging someone or whatever, they bring a case to court, and it's frivolous, for instance, mm-hmm. then the judge rules and says, okay, well, you lose or whatever. Now you've got to pay all of the costs of the people that you drug into court here in this particular case. I think that would go a long way towards
I'm for that
getting rid of a lot of crap.
In disputes, but it doesn't really work for divorces in particular. And something that's wrong with our system currently is you can't name arbitration in your marriage contract with your wife ahead of time because the family law courts are the final arbiters, and mm-hmm. they stink. They really do. Anybody who's gone through them knows that they're expensive, and it's terrible on the family, and nobody's happy when they walk away. Arbiters, it's their job to make both parties, if nothing else, at least happier.
Right. Well, if an arbiter isn't making a fair decision, then nobody's going to come back and give them business. So they've got a real interest in making sure they're as fair as possible to both parties. And I like that idea of putting an arbitration court in a private arbitrator, because government does a lousy job, but a private arbitrator into a marriage contract. But then again, that also is going to require some significant change to the whole marriage system.
It's in all kinds of credit card contracts and banking contracts.
That's true, which, as we pointed out earlier, needs to be just taken out of the hands of government entirely. So to where if you want to get into a marriage with another person, whether they be a man or a woman, you go and you just get into your marriage, and if you want to have a big contract and a big long agreement, then you can write that up, hire an arbitration agency to oversee it, or more than one of them in case you need appeals, and problem solved. So once again, the solution, as usual, is getting the government out of the picture. Let's go to Larry in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Larry.
How you doing, boys?
Great. What's on your mind?
I just think the gays want marriage rights.
Okay.
Well,
they really know what they're getting into.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I don't think they realize that. What they should be pushing for is a government abolition of marriage agreements.
Yeah, that would be just fine. But here's what I'm talking about. With the Child Protective Service agencies that are bleeding, every state's budget's being bled by these people. The only thing that's going to stop them from doing what they're doing is to overwhelm the system. They ought to have a protest week or month where every low-income family that have been approached by Child Protective Services or think that they might be in danger of being approached by Child Protective Services need to turn their kids over to them right away if they go ahead and take them and just flood the system.
That's a brilliant idea, Larry. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. And we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff. We've got two different places for you to shop. One, the Free Talk Live store with a variety of different merchandise. Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts, different types at store.freetalklive.com. Also, the Free Marketeer flag is available. Free bumper stickers as well. And more, including DVD Classic Archive collector sets at store.freetalklive.com. In addition to that, you can also shop and buy virtually anything you might need in life at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer, 35 categories of products, everything from their huge books, book selection to DVDs to office products, furniture, baby stuff, sporting goods, accessories, clothing, it's all there. amazon.freetalklive.com. When you shop through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So once again, amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Margaret in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Margaret.
Hi, my name's Peggy Briggs Brooks, and
we're way off there. Hi, Peggy. What's on your mind?
Margaret. Peggy is a nickname for Margaret.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, gotcha. I'm a film producer, and I work for an investment banking firm, and I'm the CEO of the film division. And I want to get into the celebrities' names, but I produce with the biggest names in the business. And
congratulations. What did you want to talk about?
Well, what I want to talk about is how that ties into the state of Connecticut.
Okay.
I think that the film industry, I'm going to be boycotting my films from the state of Connecticut. I've been through a divorce.
You're boycotting your own films?
I'm not bringing my films into the state of Connecticut.
Oh,
my
fund. Why?
Because the state of Connecticut needs to get a system that works. It doesn't. I've spent $1.5 million on lawyers. On my divorce case.
Oh, gosh.
And as a direct result of the lawyers conspiring to defraud me of my home and my children, my son failed in school and became depressed and suicidal. And I think that Connecticut is one of the most corrupt states, if not the most, in the country.
I'd agree.
If people don't realize how bad it is.
We had a friend of ours locked up in New London, Connecticut, for simply sitting on the front porch of a house reading a book. She was locked in jail for 90 days.
Well, there's another man that I know. His name is Steve Erickson. He was
allegedly
put in jail for a year in prison. He was a great citizen. He was trying, he asked the police to try to do something about the drugs where he owned so much property. He pepper sprayed this bomb or something who had threatened to kill him. They put him in jail for a year.
Wow.
So I think that the U.S. attorney in New York State put a real lawyer in this state of Connecticut, Howard Lawrence, I grieved him. He hired a phony lawyer who was an ex-convict who's now in federal prison. But it wasn't the Connecticut FBI that put him away. It was the New York U.S. attorneys that put him away for fraud in another, you know, in another state. However, all of my information was turned over, and this man worked on my case. It's the unlawful practice of law, and I think it's disgusting that this is going on, that there's no caps going on. Now, I have a pretrial on Thursday this week in Middletown, and I'm going in pro se. I grieve this crooked
lawyer.
That
means just you're representing yourself?
I'm representing myself, and okay. The lawyer who Howard Lawrence, I grieved,
allegedly.
And the state ordered him to pay me back the money. I have to re-grieve
him.
Now,
this Howard is the supposed fake attorney?
Howard Lawrence is a real attorney who hired the fake attorney, Dan Beeman, who's in federal
prison.
These
are all allegations. I mean, you're using last names. You've got to be really careful about that.
Oh, no. This is proven.
Howard Lawrence, allegedly.
I won with clear and convincing evidence at the state grievance panel.
So what you're saying is that they're all sort of working together to screw you over, basically, is what you're saying.
They're in collusion in the state of Connecticut. The lawyers are charging ridiculous prices. There's three lawyers that have just been indicted.
Well, is it a shock to you? I mean, really, in every state in the union, the lawyers all belong to the same club. It's called the Bar Association, and they all have parties together, and they get together, and they work on ways to screw people out of money. I mean,
I think for them to take a woman who is, you know, a mainstream junior leaguer, who does good deeds and good films in the community, and to take little children and have them sobbing themselves to sleep and banging their heads on the floor because a wealthy, you know, my ex-husband is very wealthy and, you know, won't allow them medical treatment. The lawyers currently are not following the court orders there is a court order that says if the parties don't agree, the doctor is supposed to, you know, step in, and the court is supposed to listen to this doctor. Mm. The doctor hasn't been heard. They've stonewalled the doctor. So what's a shock to me is that they would let little children fail in school. The children's lawyer, the officers of the court, would conspire to defraud and hurt little children. And I know I'm not alone. I mean, I know.
No, you're definitely not. There are people who have been railroaded by the system all over the place, and not just in divorce cases. I'm sorry to hear your story, Margaret, and good luck. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll free line. This is a sad hour, Mark. I mean, just story after story from people and their divorce cases and being railroaded by the system and its corruption all across America in the courts today. How anybody can expect to get a fair trial in America, I don't understand.
I don't either. It's a difficult question to
this
answer.
This is a real downer. I'm going to put a shotgun in my mouth during the next break. Let's go to Joy in Arbindale, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian
Arbindale.
Hi. How are you today?
Good, Joy. What's on your mind?
Well, it's been so many people talking about divorce, and I have been through a bad, bad divorce, cleaned out. I've got friends that's millions of dollars cleaned out. There is a way that I don't tell people what to do, but this is what I would do next time in getting married.
Okay.
I would get married like George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. There are preachers that are marrying people, the ecclesiastic in the Bible.
What does that mean? You mean without the state's involvement?
Yes. Don't get a state license. Well, I can't tell people what to do, but I will never get another state license to get married. Because
I totally
when you do,
agree.
You sign everything over to the wicked attorneys and judges and the judicial.
You're right. Because what they're doing is when you're getting married with a state permit, you're making that marriage three entities instead of two. Instead
Amen,
of just
brother.
You and the person you love, it's you, the person you love, and the state. Who in the hell would want to have the state involved in their marriage? Excellent suggestion. Thanks for the call, Joy.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. 800-259-9231. It seems like insanity with the divorce rate in this country, with the way that, as these callers have been pointing out, the lawyers just fleecing people, with the corrupt court system that we have, you're nuts to get a government-approved marriage. Nutso.
I can see why some people would do it. For instance, I got a government marriage basically to make insurance easier. But
will it make it easier when you get your government-approved divorce?
Assuming I do.
Well, the statistics bear it out. The statistics unfortunately show that most people get divorced that get married. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is. Neil in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Neil.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, Ian, you mentioned earlier this week that you that when you fly to the radio show convention in L.A., you'll be trying to fly without ID.
Yes.
Well, in flying to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which was just wicked awesome, guys, not once did I show my ID to the TSA.
And were you given the secondary screening?
Yes, I was.
Did that result? Did the secondary screening result in you being able to skip the primary waiting line for primary screenings?
More or less, but it's the trade-off is not equal. I'll tell you why. First, you'll have to show your ID to the airline, since most of their policies is that you show one. But I actually ended up showing them a private student travel ID that I bought for $22.
So wait a minute. When do you show it to the airline? It's been a while since I've been on an airplane. I don't remember showing ID to an airline employee. When does that happen?
They'll ask for it when you check your bags. And also,
I don't check bags, so that won't be a problem.
Okay. Well, I checked a firearm on my flight.
I see.
Just to exercise my Second Amendment rights, but
ask for it when you check your bags, but otherwise you probably won't have to show it to anybody, because it's the TSA that normally asks for it, and sometimes airport security will ask for it as well as you're approaching your gate.
Right.
And so you just basically tell them, "I'm sorry, I don't have my ID," and then they give you the secondary screening. Is that how it works?
I say, "I'm sorry, but I don't have any ID to show you." Otherwise, I think you might be considered lying if they pat you down and find an ID on you. But, when you tell the TSA you don't have ID, they'll write four S's on your boarding pass, which stands for secondary screening. And I guess just two S's would stand for Hitler's Schutzstaffel.
Yeah,
that's why they put four.
Yeah, which is a reality, unfortunately, we're fast approaching. But then they'll call for a secondary screener, and if you'd like, I can tell you how I was molested by him.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I would like that. 800, hang on. 800-259-9231.
Some people pay for that stuff, you know.
Can take control of the airwaves. The TSA and the molestation of Neil from Florida. On the way in hour number three, your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. Plus, the latest on sex offenders. The Scarlet Letter's alive and well in America. We'll explain. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.